Chapter 12, Playing for Pretzels. I got it from Alfie, Jules said. The last time I saw him, he said he had something special for me. Special? I said, it's just a torn up card. He said I had to learn how to appreciate a lucky piece. He said, keep it in your pocket. Never let it go. Figure I needed luck, so... They stared at the Joker. Both halves joined. Some joke, she said. It's so we could recognize each other, right? Like something out of a fairy tale. Jules snorted. So this is happily ever after. March shuffled the cards. He pushed them toward her to cut the deck. He told you he was your father? He asked. More like I guessed. He'd always bring me presents. Little things. He got me these puppets from Germany once. Chocolates. A bunch of silk violets. Just a month ago, he bought me a sewing machine. I do all the costumes for the troop. March shook out his bag of pretzels. He divided them up. Chips, ante up. She pushed a pretzel forward. He matched it, and then dealt five cards down. Alfie had taught him poker, and March had never been able to beat him. Alfie had shown him the most important things, like how to spot a tell. An indication of how a player might bid, and how to look for crooks. Never cheat, but be able to spot a cheater. Jules frowned at her cards. Anyway, the last time I saw him was last week, the day we got to Amsterdam. Blue had a bunch of sites to check out for the pitch. They had this long argument. I don't know what about. I could only see their faces. I was in the caravan. Alfie left, and I ran after him. I just knew suddenly. Why did he keep coming around? I knew it wasn't for Blue. So I just said it to him. Hey, are you my dad? He started to bawl and said yes, that he'd explain everything. But I said I didn't need any explanations. He asked me what I wanted for my 13th birthday. I said a turntable and some vinyl. He said he'd give me something better. A home. Jules grimaced. Well, he was right about that, wasn't he? A group home with a bunch of juvenile delinquents. She pushed two pretzels into the pot. Wonder why he kept us apart, March said. Probably because two kids slow down a crook. March glanced at her sharply, but she stared at her cards. He had a lousy hand. But he had a two and a four of diamonds. The chances of a straight weren't great, but he may as well go for broke. All he had to lose was a snack. See your two pretzels and raise you two. She threw two cards down. Do you think we'll have to go to school? He dealt her two more. I'd say that's a given. Stinks. I wonder if we'll ever have to take tests. What are you supposed to know at 12? Geometry? She rubbed her knuckle against her lip. It was a tell, he decided. She did it when she was nervous. I know how to pick locks, but I don't think that's a subject. Dealer takes three. March held the cards without looking at them. He told me that, for my birthday, we were going to stay put for a while, for a long while. He must have been planning something. Right before the job, Alfie had seemed nervous. He'd smiled and said, "Some jobs have higher stakes, buddy. This is one." Jules gave a dismissive shrug. Guys like him, always full of plans. And the plans usually revolve around them. She looked at him, her gray eyes glinting like silver. "Our dad was a liar and a thief, face it. He handed me off to Blue when I was 2, like I was a package he was sick of carrying." She fanned out her cards. 4 of a kind. His eyes burning, March stared at his cards. It took a minute for the 3 numbers and shapes to make sense. He felt a surge of triumph as he threw down his cards. He wasn't a liar. Straight flush. He scooped up the handful of pretzels and crunched down on one. And maybe he had a reason. Her cheeks were red. "What kind of reason do you need to have to give away your own kid? I notice he kept you." He said he went crazy after our mother died. "What are you, the excuser in chief? He's just not as bad as you think. And maybe he's not as good as you say." Angrily, March gathered the cards from the tray table. Jules clamped her hand on his wrist. "Wait a second." She picked up the top card from March's pile. She peered at it, and when she looked at him, her gaze was pure fury. "These cards are marked. You cheated.